Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. Good Monday morning. I am so excited today to finally have back Christina Trinidad from Handmade Embroidery. We are able to connect again. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I am a little bit like on fire, I think. Like a little bit.
I hope you don't mean that literally.
No, never a smoker in my life. But I kind of mentioned it to you before, but my husband, I'll give you the full story because I only share the full story on air. My husband, decided that he wanted to eat healthier because he spends 16 hours outside of the house. I just guessed at that number because I don't do math, but like he leaves at 4 in the morning and doesn't come home until 8 PM. Is that good math? I don't know.
That's pretty close. If not okay. Spot on. Wow. What a long
this
day.
This is why I don't pay bills. It's difficult for him because the way I cook, I know it's my fault, but I cook to feed people with love, right? So I make rice and beans and, you know, steak and onions and corned beef and French fries, like all this very typical Puerto Rican food.
Delish.
And oh, yeah. And
mouth watering too.
He doesn't sleep well at night, you know, for the 15 minutes that he gets to sleep. So he thought it would be better if we had like fruit smoothie shake type things in the morning. So today was our first day trying it. And I bought this powder, you know, that it's a Nutribullet, like it's not even a big deal. So I bought this Nutribullet and it comes with, or you could buy this added powder to boost your shake. Ooh. I'm all about marketing. And if you want to boost me, I'm all about boosting. So I got that and it has like goji berries in it and maca, which I don't even know what that is. It sounds like something you chew.
That's for the menopausal women out there. That's it's my best friend. I take that every day.
Maybe that's why I feel so great.
That's how I went from being fog-brained woman to being on top of it. Goji does that too, but maca is just the best.
I'm
telling you.
Oh, girl. So it's got that in it. It's got chia seeds and it's got something else. What else does it have in it? Cacao powder, whatever. So I put that in there in this smoothie thing with blueberries, spinach, almonds, one date, some of the powder, and some agave syrup and a banana. I feel like everything, even though my office is a mess, I feel like it looks organized because I think I've got these maca glasses on. I'm like all over it, like white on rice. It is insane today.
That's pretty impressive. I love my Nutribullet. I really do. It's like the funnest thing ever to play with. Can I say I had it for about a year before, because I was like, oh, I have to read how to do it and I have to wash the stuff and I have to do. So I just left it on the counter until maybe about a year, maybe not even, maybe two, who knows.
It's got to percolate.
Well, one of my kids was like, oh, I want to shake. Can I use that thing? Absolutely. Yeah. Here's the instructions. Wash the stuff first. And my husband saw them doing it and he was, ooh, what are we up to? So now they started making smoothies and with ice cream, of course. But Allison was like, I bought frozen fruit, which makes it already cold and yummy. And it's amazing. I'm going to try my next one to try is a peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
All right. I'm just going to get off air right now because I'm allergic to peanut butter. Very sad time.
So sorry.
Once I hit 35, I can't have peanut butter anymore. And jelly, if you ask my son, Alex, if I even grape jelly, if I even touch it, I skeeve out and have to like take a shower. Like I can't do jelly.
Well, I wasn't going to put jelly in it, but I actually made it. I made it one day with peanut butter and just threw in the mixed fruit. And I was like, it's okay, but it's not terrific. And my friend said, did you try grapes? I was like, you're brilliant.
Hey, that would work. Or wine.
Or strawberries.
Wine could work.
Well, wine would definitely work. But melon and peanut butter don't go together. But berries. So that's my next, with a little bit of milk in there. So I have milk, peanut butter, jelly. Yeah, I'm going to try that. But not real jelly, because that would be bogus.
Yeah.
So you got lots of energy. So that's exciting.
Yeah, and it's only 10 o'clock. Like, I'm waiting for the crash to come. I'm thinking it's going to be like at 10:55, right where we're about done with the show. And my voice is going to come down a few octaves and, you know, it's just going to be, it's going to be fun. We'll see what happens.
Well, I started Weight Watchers about 3 weeks ago. You know, good friends are people who can tell you you need Weight Watchers and still remain your friends after they say those words to you.
Cool. Yeah, I would think so. And why did you? Because I did Weight Watchers back when I was divorcing my first husband. Mm-hmm. And because I felt like I needed to just shed, not weight, but just that, you know,
I like it,
it was a whole shed.
They shed, use that right? word shed instead of saying lose. Because if you lose something, the woman says, this made brilliant sense to me. You say you lose something. Don't you like want to find it again? If I lose my keys, I'm looking for them.
But she said, I don't want to find. Yeah. I always want to find my hips. I'm all about it.
Right, but we don't want to re-find that. So she calls it shed. And that was really great. Use that same word too. Actually, it wasn't on my radar at all. Like, I've been trying to lose weight and get healthier, like gluten-free. Like, I learned, like, couldn't eat peanut butter anymore. I can't touch gluten. I can't touch dairy. And I just emotionally eat. That's who I am.
So why?
And so my friends are both tried it, and one is doing fantastic. The other one is doing well, but she has a lot more weight to lose than the other one. And they tried to talk me into it at a party. And I said, you know what? I love you both, but financially right now, our life's a disaster. Yeah. And to ask my family to pay for me to lose weight just didn't seem fair. Well, by the end of the party, these two incredibly generous, beautiful women paid not only for me, but the two other women there to join for 3 months.
I love it. But do you see, but listen to, let's just pause on the amazing part of that story, but let's just listen, because I'm all about how you say things. How could you ask your family to pay for you to lose weight? No. Yes. People out there that are listening, check my little quick psychology 101 here. The way that you're framing that sentence is not what the truth is. The truth is, you're asking your family to stick around, that if they want you
That's
to stick
true.
Around for longer.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. And your health is important.
That
I know
is
this
true.
Because I struggle with this with my husband. This is why I'm all about the shakes, because I was doing shakes 2 years ago all by myself, and mm-hmm. Weight Watchers again all by myself. So now that homeboy wants to do a shake, I'm like, let's get the Nutribullet. Let's get all the powders. What can I mix for you? I went to the store 3 times yesterday. I got, I pre-measured everything out for him, wrote out a recipe, you know, for him to use. And this morning he calls me, he goes, babe, the shake was good, but I couldn't finish it. It was so thick. What were you doing? I was like packing all the, it's like, get this boy on a vegetable run. Let's just.
I love that you put shrimp, spinach in there. So that was good.
Yeah.
I've heard that you don't really taste it, but it just gives a little richness to it.
Right. Well, what it does is it's like a good introduction to putting greens into your smoothies. Mm. Like, you don't want to start out with Swiss chard. Like, that's not like you're going to vomit all over, like in your mouth as you drink. It's disgusting. Sorry, people, if you're having breakfast now, you should have had it a few hours. But like, you don't want to start off with kale.
Ooh. So, I love like, kale. Okay.
I know, but it's
too. Well, I'm a Portuguese girl, so kale
I love
is
kale too. But
I think it tastes better than spinach. I'm not a spinach girl.
What?
I will put it in there if I have to, but not my favorite.
We got problems, girl. Let me
tell you. Kale chips. Oh, do you make spinach chips?
No. Who's got no? Honey, no. I buy chips. Yes. Make spinach chips. If you're making them for me, I eat them. Yes.
It's 2 minutes. Anyway, you just toss them with some OVOO, as Rachel Ray says, some olive oil, some little bit of salt, put them on a tray, stuff in the oven, 450, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you're golden. Sometimes mine are brown, but my family loves burnt food, so that works out nicely.
I like the burnt, because I stuttered a little bit when I said corned beef and french fries, because my son, because my youngest son, Gabriel, he calls them love fries.
Aww.
So. And nobody would know what that is, but he says every time he eats them, he goes, Mom, what is it that you put in them? They're so good. I said, honey, love. I don't have time to think up like something amazing, right? So he calls them love fries.
Cute.
And all it is just as soon as you take them out of the boiling oil, you throw some salt on them so that it sticks.
Ah.
That's it. That's it.
That sounds delicious. Making my mouth water. So at this weekend, I've been doing really well. I've lost 3.5 pounds, but I'm really, I'm not trying to go into the marketing of Weight Watchers, but I am trying to look beyond the scale. So I was looking at the great choices I made, you know, exercising every day, like just kicking it on my Fitbit points and my Fitbit.
I know.
Just crazy stuff. But this weekend, I have to be honest, Saturday and Sunday were a little difficult for me. And I was not feeling well and some family stuff going on. And I ate my emotions. But
were they good?
They were delicious. And for the most part, I made really good choices. I did a retreat this weekend. I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. But one of the organizers gave me a squirrel mug. Hello. Love this woman. Aww. Filled with chocolate. Love her, hate her. don't hate her. But you know what? If I was in a better emotional place, I would have eaten one or two of those a day for the next month. But I didn't. I ate all of them.
But that's okay because you got to give yourself a break, Exactly. And like with chocolate, I've gotten very good at just handing, I've got kids here, eat the chocolate. And I give it to them for not all in one sitting, but they have snack every single night and they have choices of what they can have. So long as they've had a fruit that day, they can, you know, eat whatever they want for snacks. So I just add it to their snack pile so that I don't eat it. And I've got good willpower in terms of not eating that stuff, except for certain times of the month. Then I have no willpower and I allow myself to eat like I had, what did I have? 2 bags of Doritos, like, cause Prince died. I had to mourn that. So I had a whole freaking bar of dark chocolate with sea salt in it. Cause that's what Prince wants me to do.
I completely understand. My husband said, I can tell that you're making better choices because I actually did share the chocolate. I didn't hoard it, shared it. But we're going to be right back with Christina Trinidad, handmade embroidery, for more chit chat. I love Mondays with Christina. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'm joined this morning by Christina Trinidad, handmade embroidery. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we invite you in at 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. Birthday boy Alex. Yes, I just totally outed you. We'll be manning the phone. So if you call in 573-4BREAD-4, make sure you wish Alex a happy birthday. So Christina,
my love,
what is up? So we were talking about all kinds of stuff. Oh, the retreat this week. I just want to quickly talk about amazing retreat that the Lord brought me to. I do trust retreats. It's called The Hope of Trusting in God. And this beautiful church, St. Philip's in Greenville, Rhode Island, if you're all listening, hello and welcome to A Seeking Heart. So awesome to have you here. It was amazing. They had over 130 women come. Just all hungry to know that God is trustworthy. And it was just powerful, powerful, powerful.
Wow. I saw the pictures.
I'm just so blessed, really.
Yeah.
So blessed.
Your truth retreats are also like fountains of youth because you looked like you were 26 years old. Fantastic dewy skin. Like, I don't even know what was happening.
Trick photography was happening. Totally. Lots
Photoshop,
of makeup.
Photoshop.
Fuzzy lighting is perfect. Thank you.
I loved it. You look great.
Trying a new straight haircut, loving it. Nobody knows who I am. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. My phone is ringing.
Is that
it's
you?
Horrible. Yes, it
I
is.
Thought, I thought
sorry.
We were getting something from the station.
No,
it's getting all
I
excited.
I can't even turn it off.
That's all right. It's all good. Are we about to find out who it is, though?
It's the vet. It's the vet. My poor little puppy Lucy yesterday was sick yesterday. They found that she had some yeast in her ear. And so she wasn't really doing well, and she had to be there for 4 hours. And Long story short, she's not doing well. So they always call the day after to make sure that she's okay, because I kind of walk in there with this panicked look on my face. So I think they want to give me medication when I go in there. But yeah, that was a call for Lucy. Sorry, guys.
How's Lucy today? Any better?
Lucy did not want to get up this morning. So true Trinidad style. she was not feeling the sunshine. Mm. And usually she's up and running around and, you know, like a little crazy pup. And she just wasn't feeling it. So I just let her sleep. And she just kind of laid in her bed. And now she's kind of getting up and around, but she went right back to sleep. I think it's just, it's not that she's sick, stomach sick. It's just, I think her ear bothers her. So I also had to put ointment in it. And ugh, I don't like any of that stuff. But, and I almost got another puppy yesterday. Jeez, God help me.
We're still working on that here. I've been doing this, Navigating Your Finances God's Way. It's from Evelyn and Jim. That's not Jim. It's John. Jim Beam. Guess where my brain is. Evelyn and John.
You need more maca in your life.
Totally do. Or less Jim Bean in my life. That'd be Jim Beam, not John Bean. Right. So anyway, over at Compass Catholic, they have been having me blog about and try out their awesome financial book, Bible study group, small group book. Amazing. Navigating Your Finances God's Way. So before reading this, I would have just run out and got the dog. But after doing this and really looking at my finances, I realized you have to kind of plan for such things. So
oh, yes.
We have a dog plan in place, but it hasn't quite happened yet. My dream is to have a hearing aid dog for my daughter, Faithy.
Aww.
She's only 10 now, so we're always with her. But someday her brothers are going to grow up and move out. Well, my husband and I kind of hope someday.
I don't want my kids to move out. If you ask Gabriel right now, are you going to go away to college? He goes, nope, mommy wants me to stay home and I'm staying home.
I have mixed emotions about it, to be quite honest. Like, part of me really just can't imagine life without them here, and I want to keep them here forever. But my oldest is 20 now, and my friend has a theory on this, Christina. She has this theory that they become at some point so obnoxious to you so that you have the ability to let them go.
You know what? And I think that maybe, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't know if anybody knows this, you know, all 18 people listening, and they're all my friends because I made them listen. So I studied to be a high school English teacher.
I did not know that.
My master's degree is in education. And everybody said, why don't you teach, you know, elementary school and small children? You're so good with them and you get down on the floor with them and you play with them. And I said, I need that sarcasm. I need to be able, because I love the quick wit kind of response. And I can't give a quick witted response to a 6-year-old because I would make them cry. Right.
Or you'd get fired. Either one.
No. Or they would look at me like I had 18 heads. But in high school, I would be the coolest teacher on the planet. So I like that kind of, I love true kids story. Like in their teens. I really do. I love that. I love that kind of, and early 20s, and you can have real conversations with them. And
I'm going to send mine over to you for a week.
Send him over. I will send him back reformed, girl. He would love you.
Oh, I'm sending
like,
him.
Do not send me back to that house, mom.
Yeah, he's an interesting young man. We just keep praying for him. He's really just angry with the Lord right now and deciding instead of confronting God with his anger, he's just going to pretend he doesn't exist and claim to be an atheist. So I don't know how you can be mad at something that doesn't exist, but okay. If you
that's
insist,
fine. You know what? He can come back around at 39 like my husband did. That's fine.
I came at 34. So yeah, he's got some time. But yeah. You know, the prayers of a mama, just like St. Monica taught us, pretty powerful things. You know, my son suffers from mental illness, and I can understand why that might make you angry when you realize that it's a chemical thing and that it's part of who you are. And then you think of having a God that created you and having him create you with such a thing, and you think, well, how could you be loving if this is how you made me? Why would you give me this struggle? It takes there's many struggles that I have in my life that took me a very long time to see as gifts from God, that there are things that the thorns, as St. Paul talks about, that keep me looking for God and needing his grace and connected to him. But it takes a long time to get there. So we just pray and answer questions when he has them and continue to live our faith out loud as best we can. And yeah, so there's that whole thing of I love him here, but days I'm just like, really? Do you want to move out?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, just wanting to be, and I was talking about this with someone, I can't remember who, because I'm all mucked up, but he, it's true. I know I'm making up words, but, I think it was my hairdresser, because I got my hair cut. Once every 3 months I get it cut and I get them to straighten it for me. So I look completely different right now. But I was telling her about how my husband was an atheist and he converted to Catholicism. And I think the big leap for him was, you know, letting go of that control or need to be in control of every aspect of your life. And it's difficult to say, you know what, there's nothing I can do about XYZ situation. And but saying it and actually releasing it are two different things. And I think that was the leap for him. Once he really dug deep and just let go of control of every aspect of his life, he allowed God to come in and kind of take the reins and see his work, you know, God's work in his life. And that's kind of what made the change. And it's difficult for young adults to do that because they finally got control of their life because they're no longer a kid and their parents don't control it. So they want to try it and they're going to fail at it. And that's fine. You know, because, you know, I mean, I'm sorry to all you 20-year-olds who are killing it, but I'm sure that there's a majority of you who kind of realize you're not doing so well and you need help. But it's going to take a long time for you to meander back to the Lord, who's going to be able to fix it for you because he's the only one who can.
And there's two great books that I really rely on to keep me encouraged. And one is Return by Brandon Voigt. That's a brand new book and you can actually get it for free. You just pay for the shipping, which to me, of course, is not making it a free book, but it definitely makes it a bargain of a book. And I can put that link in the show notes. And the other one I had on the show quite a few months ago was The Prodigal You Love, Sister Teresa Alethea, out from Pauline Books and Media. Incredible book. She was an atheist and now she's a nun. So if there's nothing that in that book that can't give you encouragement as a parent whose child is wavering in the faith, I don't know what can. Brought up Catholic, totally left the faith, and now she's a nunny bunny. So there's good stuff in those. I do too. I spent yesterday with them. I was at the Pauline Sisters in Jamaica Plain for the 50th World Communications Day Mass. It was incredible. It was an incredible day.
See, I kind of lose it when I see nuns and I treat them like celebrity. I'm serious. I went to the Divine Mercy Conference a couple of years back in the Bronx and Cardinal Dolan was like the keynote and, every nun I saw, I was like, can I take a picture with you? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're standing in front of me. And they looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, I'm serious. Can I just touch your robes, please? Like,
I call those sister selfies and I go crazy for them. Oh my gosh. This is why we get along so well. We also, by the way, I also have a master's degree in education. I did not know we shared that.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's so cool. Oh, God puts people together. I can't believe we're also at the end of segment two already.
I'm not shocked.
Time is flying this morning. We come back from this break, though. I want to talk to you, Miss Christina Trinidad of Home Handmade Embroidery. I want to talk about your new podcast with our friend Tiffany Walsh, Planned, Not Scripted. So excited to talk to you about this. I have to confess, it's on my list of things to listen to, but I just haven't time for my ears to be occupied today, for sure. But I hear
this is
my
why I'm
name
breaking
got
up
dropped.
With you.
I don't break
this
up
is why I'm breaking
me,
up
I promise.
With you.
I promise.
I'm taking the cat. Don't think you're taking the cat.
Good, I'm allergic to it. We're talking this morning with Christina Trinidad, Handmade Embroidery. And if you'd like to join our conversation, we invite you on at 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. That's 573-4BREAD-4. You can always leave me a message over at A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Facebook page. Gotta check that now. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Redbox Media, and we'll be right back.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. How are you this morning? We are so excited to have you with us. We're talking today with Christina Trinidad, Handmade Embroidery, and we're going to talk about your new podcast, Planned Not Scripted with Tiffany Walsh, Catholic librarian. Fill me in. What's up?
All right. So the details of that are, is that it's planned, not scripted, kind of like the title
like
of
this.
The series. Well, it's because, you know, so much of kind of the content that's produced is so planned down to, you know, the letter, the way the tweet looks, the way the Pinterest is. And, you know, social media has become a beast unto itself.
Oh, yes.
And we wanted to make sure that there was no pressure on each other to have like scripts and outlines and, you know, a timeline of what happens when. We wanted to have something that was loosey goosey enough that we wouldn't be turned off by. Mm. So, we talk about, it's just forays into wellness of mind, body, and spirit. So, for example, the first episode, we just shared a little bit about each other and who we are and how we became friends. And on the second episode, we talked about how, my older son, Alex, is being bullied in school and how that makes him feel and how it makes me feel as a mom to continually try to reinforce him in a positive way. 'Cause he goes to Catholic school. And it's very hard for us to reconcile that, you know, and me as an adult, it's hard for me to reconcile why my Catholic brothers and sisters would treat me as an adult a certain way. Shouldn't they know that they've been taught, have they not? But it's wrong of me to do that. And that's something that I struggle with. And I see my son struggling with it. So it's been a really hard time for us as a family. And we talk about that and we share kind of what's on our heart. We'll also be talking about books that we want to read. And possibly, I don't know, have, people come on that we love. I don't know. It's not planned. It's just kind of,
We'll see what happens.
But we're very good friends. We're very close. And we kind of know that that kind of friendship is very rare. And we wanted to share it with other people and give them a little taste of that friendship too.
I think that sounds fantastic. Yeah. I love that it's just a conversation. And I love eavesdropping on conversations. Like I shared with you over the break that I love having you on, but I don't know if I was completely clear, but I love because you and I just talk. And like I feel like it's not often that you can have a conversation, an everyday conversation that is faith-filled, faith-driven, without pounding the faith over your head. It's like looking at the faith lived 24/7.
That's right.
Like I consider myself Catholic 24/7, but I don't consider myself, you know, standing on a soapbox 24/7 saying, here, you must believe or you're going to burn in hell, which is, of course, what I don't believe. But,
but we as lay people are meant to go out. We're meant to be sent. We're not meant to be on our knees in a pew 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, at the end of every mass, you hear, go forth and proclaim the gospel or the good news of the Lord. And it's not to just proclaim, but you have to live as an example of that faith. And that has to infuse every decision, every word, every action that you partake in, within your family and without your family. So, that's something that Tiffany and I are like super big on. And it's just kind of, I think what's made our friendship all the richer, because we kind of talk about getting our nails done. And then we talk about, you know, what novena we're going to pray next because we're struggling hard. Like it's just what it is.
Mm. Let's talk a little bit about novena. Like,
yeah.
So those are, in case this is new to just the person listening today, that a novena is a 9-day prayer prayed for one particular intention for 9 days in a row. That's generally how it happens. If you've been listening to the show, you know that there's 9-hour ones. There are 9 in emergencies. You can do 9 memorari, thanks to Blessed Mother Teresa. There are 54-day novenas. There are, St. Therese has a 5-day, which I love. I call it the ADD version. I love that one. It's my favorite.
So yeah, I'm actually doing the 54-day rosary novena with Tiffany and our other very, very, very dear friend, Allison Kenyon.
Love her. Rosaries
by Allison. Who makes the rosaries.
She made the most beautiful rosary for my husband, Kevin, for his 50th birthday. It had St. Michael on it. It had, she helped me, she let me design it pretty much.
I told you she would.
She would. And stuff. It was green and gold, and it may have been just a little bit more of what Allison would have liked.
Yeah.
Maybe I made a little too feminine in the end.
Oh, stop
I think
it.
It's beautiful. But he was like, oh, it's kind of sparkly.
He'll remember you every time he prays with it. You're welcome, honey. Enjoy your rosary.
It's a little sparkly. Like, yeah, I like the crystally gemmy ones, where he probably would have liked a more like wooden beady kind, but I don't care. It's beautiful. And she does phenomenal stuff. So Rosaries by Allison, we'll put that link in there as well, so you can see what we're talking about. I'll try to get the picture up of my husband's. I had a picture of it, but I couldn't put it up until he got it. And now I had to figure out where I stuck it.
I lose
everything electronically in my house.
Get some maca powder. You'll know where everything is all at once.
Okay, sadly.
A flood of information.
I take it almost every day. Although I think I've fallen a little bit off of, now that I said that out loud, that I took it every day, I was thinking, did I take it this weekend? Not at all. I think I was just too wallowing in my own self-food pity party. But it's all good. It's okay to have down days. It's just okay not to stay in them forever.
Right. And that's kind of how I view labor, right? Like we can just bring this in a second. It's been how long since I've been in labor? I never screamed, right? My youngest son is 8 years old. I never screamed. And the nurses were like, you know, you can scream. I said, no, I will not scream. I will not act a fool up in here, because once I start, you're not gonna be able to shut me up. That's number one. Number two, this will pass. I will not always be in this pain. I get a reprieve after 30 seconds of pain and I will be fine. And I kind of always have been that way. Like, I know I suffer from depression. I've never been quiet about it, and anxiety. And the only thing that gets me through is that, you know, prayer, obviously, and knowing that it's not gonna last forever. Mm-hmm. It's gonna come to an end and I'm gonna be okay again.
Yep. So, I completely agree. We talked about that last week on the show. I just kind of emerged from, obviously, from all that happened at the end of 2015. It was no secret, you know, with my son's going into the hospital, my other son's friend taking his life, and my little guy being there when he was discovered, helping do CPR. There was a lot. And then my father-in-law, my beloved father-in-law, passing away. There was a lot going on, you know, and I think we need to give ourselves like that. Okay. That, you know, I think we have to be happy all the time. And because you're a faithful person, you're like, well, if I'm not happy, then it means I don't trust God. And that's not true at all. I do trust God in it. I might just not be very happy in it at that moment. And I have to let God in to the darkness and help him bring me to the light, but it might not happen overnight. It might take me a few weeks and a few ice cream cones and it's all good.
I have an image.
Oh, I think we're losing.
Because I've never seen it anywhere. I'm here.
Oh, there you are. I lost you for a minute.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm here. I have an image and I don't know where it came from. It's just something that whenever I feel my darkest, it's just an image that I kind of cling to. And it's me, you know, on the floor gripping Jesus's ankles and just hanging on for dear life. Like, I can picture the white knuckles, you know, just from gripping so tightly. And he's just looking at me with the most loving face. And that's what I hold on to when it's just the darkest of the dark. And I have them.
I love that you are open. I love that you share. I think that the more of us who are willing to say, hey, you're not alone, because that's what the devil tries to do in that darkness, is he tries to make you think you're alone. I was sharing last week this wonderful book that I was given from Sophia Institute Press called The Catholic Guide to Depression. And it has been incredible, you know, learning that some of it is spiritual. Some darkness comes, depression comes from all different places. And some of it is spiritual, but doesn't necessarily come from a spiritual place. There's chemical reasons, there's all situational stuff. But no matter where your depression or your darkness comes from, and whatever you need to get yourself out of that, because some people need counseling, some people need medication, in all of that, a piece of your getting out has to be God. It's not always the whole solution, but it has to be touched by him. You need to have his grace part of that, whatever else it is you need. And I loved the book didn't say, you know, you only need God to get out of this, because that doesn't leave opening the place, the people that the Lord's given and the medications that the Lord has created and the systems and all the things that he's provided for us. But
I was on medication for years, postpartum depression. I think I was the queen of it. And the doctor told me, because when I was pregnant with Alex, I said, I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. And he says, Christina, I just want you to be aware that once you have the baby, there's a really good chance that you're going to crash. And I remember looking at him going, Doc, seriously, you're a little nuts today. Let's just take a back seat and let me be happy. That's what I said to him. And once I had Alex, they were going to circumcise him. And I had a meltdown that they had to sedate me. They didn't give him anything and they were snipping him, but mom needed some meds. Like, she was not doing well. And it spiraled like from there. I remember going to the office and he said, Christina, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm okay. Bowling.
Yeah.
And he was like, nurse, we're going to need a prescription for Zoloft. Yeah. Like, and I knew it. It's just part of life, you know? And especially with, the way I was raised and it's just, it's a part of the way that you are, and you just have to embrace the whole package, the comprehensive package.
Amen. Maybe we could pick up with this more on next month's show. We still have one more segment left of this month. I have some questions for that. We're talking with Christina Trinidad, and you're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We'll be right back.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are joined today by Christina Trinidad, handmade embroidery. Christina, where can we follow you on social media?
Where can't you follow me on social media? That's the better question.
It's how can we? Will be
like, I am on Instagram, Twitter, as Handmade Stitch, and that's HANDMAID, like Handmade of the Lord, Stitch.
So cute.
Right? And I'm always, always, always on Instagram. So that's kind of my love language. You can come find me there. You can find me on Facebook at Handmade Embroidery. And I have a website, Handmade Embroidery, and my Etsy shop is handmadeembroidery.etsy.com.
Well, I'm very excited because I actually got to see firsthand, finally, one of your beautiful pieces. Because
thank you.
My friend Karen does everything for me. This woman is incredible. If I just mention in passing, I need a ride somewhere, but I have a car. But sometimes I just like company, and I had to drive like this 2 hour away for one night, just, you know, there and back. And I was like, oh, I don't mind going there. I'm excited to meet these people, and to speak with them about the Lord and the spiritual works of mercy. But I was like, I just didn't want to drive alone, and I couldn't get anybody in my family to come. And she just showed up one day and was like, I'm going to bring you. I'm like, what? You're crazy. And then I needed a ride to the airport and without missing a beat. So when I saw you had a St. Francis de Sales hoop with this beautiful saying, I had to get it for her. And so it arrived, and I love the way you wrap
you're
it.
So nice.
So cute in the plastic, the paper bag with the stickers and made with love, that I didn't even open it. I'm like, I know it looks beautiful, so I'm not even going to touch it. I don't have to rewrap now. Score. So I gave it to her. I was amazed
at the
size. For some reason, because of the pictures or whatnot, I expected a little hoop. It was a great size hoop and just perfectly done. Beautiful job, Christina.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe you've only been doing this a short time.
Thank you. I've been... Girl, tell me about it like I don't know. I've been doing now smaller little necklaces, because I made like a mason jar floral hoop, and that was like, everybody loved it. And I didn't think they would. It was just something, because I was tired of doing, you know, quotes. Uh-huh. So I was like, you know what, I want to do flowers. Spring is coming. And I did it more for me. But everybody loved it so much that I ended up running a giveaway and giving it away to somebody.
Wow.
But yeah, but then I thought, you know, I would love to have a necklace made of this. So I made one for myself. Well, I made one just to see how it worked. And I loved it so much, I couldn't give it up. So I couldn't do it. I was like, look, people, I love you, but you're not getting this. So I wear it all the time. And I made, I'm in the process of making a set of 10, but they're like in different colorways and different, I kind of do it on a whim. So like I'll have a drawing made, but if I feel like another flower should go here or there, I kind of do it on a whim. So it's really a creative outlet for me. And I made one on Friday when I heard Prince died. I made a purple rain necklace because I couldn't even take it. But I do have a special coupon code for your listeners, and it's for Mother's Day, because these mason jar hoop necklaces are really great for Mother's Day. It's like flowers that'll never die, right?
Yeah, very good point.
So, yeah. So the coupon code is all caps, love mom, all one word, and they get free shipping.
Sweet.
Yeah. So and you want a hoop and you can get it.
I'm telling you, and she ships them so beautifully that you won't even have to wrap it. You can just hand it right over to mom.
That's right. And I could even, I have an add-on in the shop where if you want me to add a handwritten card, I will certainly do that too. I did that this morning for a necklace for someone who wanted to send it to a friend, and I have a beautiful floral kind of card, and I wrote her little message in it, and I actually decorated the envelope a little bit, so it's cute too.
Well, I just thought of that. Like if your mother doesn't live near you, you could have it
shipped.
Yeah, I could
ship it right from here.
Sometimes I don't know why my brain doesn't think of this logical stuff, but that's pretty cool.
So thank you.
We can't talk and not talk about the thing you have me the most addicted to besides Jesus and the whole wide world, but my bullet journal.
Girl.
My gosh. So I now have one that is like my daily one that has my to-do, my blog ideas, my book ideas, just my food now for Weight Watchers. I keep stuff in there. Like if I see a cool recipe or like the list of the food that I like, so I can do my shopping list right from it. But now I'm trying to write a book.
I know.
And I realized that I could use this bullet journal method for, because my book has seven chapters and I have like all my notes and things that I find, I can put under each one. I think it's the indexing, which is, of course, numbering the pages and then having your table of contents.
Yes.
That's the key. That's to change my life.
It is. That's the revolutionary kind of, I think that's like the unsung hero of the bullet journal. And I wrote this like super long post that I can send you just about how I use my bullet journal. I even show you pictures of my actual bullet journal and you get to see like what's on my list. It's really the index so that you're not searching for stuff. Because if you remember back in high school or in college, when you took notes, it was just endless, endless, endless pages of notes and diagrams and doodles. And you didn't know what was going on. And to try and find that at 3 a.m. after 18, you know, Pepsi cans, like that I've done Pepsi in college, you're not finding it. I don't care how quickly you flip through the pages. But if I had like an index or a table of contents to know what was where, I'd be golden. And that's kind of what is so great about this bullet journal. And this weekend I went to Staples and, cause I had to get more mailers to send out the necklaces because they're a different size than the bigger ones. But I found Paper Chase, and it's a stationery company, and they have these things called list books, and it's just a book of like post-its, but they're beautifully colored and decorated, and they've got thin ones and they've got a list one. So if you want to like have a food list for what you want to make for the week and you want a shopping list, it sticks to your bullet journal. You just lift it off the page, off the little tablet, and then you just paste it. It's got a sticky backing, and you put it in your bullet journal so that it's perfect. I love it. I have to send you a picture of it.
I
did in our Catholic bullet journal group.
I will definitely check there. My son works for Staples, so I get 20% off all this stuff that you're talking about. Well, he does.
Girl, get the Paper Chase list book and then send me another one.
That might just happen. That might just happen. To thank you for telling me about it and for spending your time with me each month here. Yeah, absolutely. I am so excited. I love that idea that I can just create that shopping list, pull it out.
Yeah.
Well, not that I actually go to a store because I'm a Peapod girl, but hey, to stick it on
I'm
the side of
you
my...
don't have that here.
It is. I've been doing it since my kids were babies. So we're talking 20 years of laziness.
Yeah, see, we had that when I lived in. Yeah, I had that in New York and I used it all the time. They don't have it out here.
I would have to move again. Just it wouldn't work. Actually, like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, honey.
Like, you want that on a you want that on a real estate listing? Does it have Peapod? No, sorry, we can't. I'm sorry. I'm not going to this open house.
How are the schools? Well, they suck. But how's Peapod? Oh, it delivers here. I'm here. I'm in.
I'll teach them what they need at home. That's fine.
It's fine. Who needs good education? I need Peapod.
Right. I need my peanut butter delivered. Stat.
Totally. You know, I think it helps me be a better shopper because I shop only with sales. If I'm hungry when I shop one day, I always leave enough time for me to go back and cull the cart.
See, I'm so jealous right now because if I don't go to, I'm at the supermarket. You can ask Tiffany every day. I send her a message, like we Google Hangout all the time. And so I'll send her a message and I'm like, guess where I'm going? My favorite place in the world. My kids are growing and they will not. I used to be able to plan where I would make a meal and have enough for dinner the next night and lunch the following day after that. They eat all the leftovers in the first, like, they're just, can I have more? I'm like, I just gave you a whole serving. Yeah, but it's good. Can we have more? And they just won't stop eating. I have to hide it now.
We do fresh for the first 2 or 3 days. And then I'm all about the frozen veggies, the frozen fruits for another couple of days because I can only do it once a week. Once in a while, I'll send my husband off to Aldi's or to Walmart, pick up this or that. But for the most part, I can't shop more than once a week. Maybe it's just the music. The music just depresses me.
I'm singing loud in the aisles. I don't even care. And people look at me and I'm just like, girl, this is my jam. It's in the Goya aisle. I'm dancing.
Why does that not surprise me at all? Well, I'm glad that you reminded me about your bullet journal article. That was in the Sits Girls, right?
Yes, yes. I write for them quite often. And that's where you'll find a lot of my social media posts, inspirational posts, posts about blogging and how to blog. So I still kind of do that. Cool. Just not on my own site. And like more of my faith-based posts are now over at CatholicMom.com. And I'm doing a series on being unequally yoked in marriage.
Welcome to CatholicMom.com. Yay!
I know.
Lisa Hendy is just my hero. Truly, this
Isn't
woman.
Isn't she a peach?
I started writing for them in June of 2000 and, gosh, I don't even know now. She said I wrote 150 articles the other day. We were looking at something and she's like, do you know?
I am not surprised.
You have written. She's just amazing. I want to say 2012, but that seems too long ago. But it's been a long time. And she's just an incredible woman with an amazing site. So CatholicMom.com. We'll make sure we get that link. The Sits handmade embroidery, handmade stitch. You can follow my guest today, Christina, on social media. Girl, we're at the end of our hour together.
Sad times.
I know. Boo-hoo. I'm so sad. Maybe I should have you more than once a month. It's been a blast. Thank you, Christina. I'll have all the stuff in the show notes. Can't wait to hear Planned Not Scripted with you and Tiffany Walsh. We've been listening to Christina Trinidad, my guest today here on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Redbox Media.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.